Okay, so it is Monday morning. There are not a lot of weeks of school left. I think our last full day of school here at my school is May 30th, and today is May 7th, I believe. So yeah, we got about 1, 2, 3 full weeks of school plus a couple of days for, teacher work day and report card day. So, but the reason I'm making the recording today is I have been doing a dance unit that I do every year with my third grade classes, and we are almost to the completion of the unit. We do a performance as part of a concert that they do, a presentation that they do about the 50 states. The dancing unit started out as a square dancing unit, but 2 years ago I got moved into a different classroom that does not allow me to fit in 4 separate squares. My room is very long and skinny, but not quite long enough to fit 4 squares in back to back. So we changed, or rather, I changed the unit to a circle dancing unit. I am using a book by Phyllis Weikart that I bought, oh, many, many years ago, called Teaching Movement and Dance. I know there is a newer version of it out. If you are going to teach dance with your kids, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. The reason I bought the book was because I was at an MENC conference, our state MENC conference in Illinois, and I watched a presentation. I don't believe Phyllis was the one doing the presentation. It was someone else from her company, but they taught us a lot of really interesting dances that weren't too hard to learn, but hard enough that there was a challenge. The reason I like the book is that everything is mapped out in blocks, and each block equals a beat. So it's really easy to figure out. Last year, when we did the circle dance unit, I taught them all the dances the way that it's prescribed in the book. In the book, they prescribe that everybody watches the teacher do the dance one time through. And then the second time, you break it up into pieces, and the kids say the steps while you're doing them. Then the third step is the kids stand up and do and say the steps. And then the last step, of course, is to take the say out and just do the do. This is a really nice way of having the kids learn the steps. I find that I have very few kids who don't know what they're doing when we do it this way, as long as everyone continues to say the steps. If the kids get lazy and I don't hold them accountable and they just start doing the steps, inevitably what happens is they don't think ahead and they don't know what's coming up next. And so then they get a beat or two off every time we switch from one movement to another, and things go badly quickly. This year I changed things up though. I put maps for the dances exactly how they look in the book that I'm using, the Teaching Movement and Dance book, up on the smart board after I had shown them a couple of dances so they had some of the basic movements down. The movements in the dances are really easy: forward and back, walking in a circle, counterclockwise, clockwise, in and out, and then there's always a few interesting things to kind of make the dance more fun. So this year I put them up on the board after we had learned a few dances and asked the class to work together to figure out how the dance went, which was really interesting. It made for a lot of community and working together, which was great. The reason I love doing this unit is that it teaches the kids some things in a different way than how we do them normally in class. Phrasing is so important in a dance because usually the phrases of the dance match the phrases of the music. So if there's an 8-beat dance sequence, it usually is an 8-beat phrase in the music. And it's really nice to help the kids to realize that. That way they don't always have to count. Once they're really familiar with the dance music, then they can dance without having to think quite so much. The other thing I like about it is it helps give my third graders a new way to keep the beat that's more challenging than, say, patting their legs or playing the sticks. So it's a level of movement that is above what they've done for basic beat keeping earlier in their musical careers with me. And the last reason I like it is it exposes the kids to some different international music that they probably wouldn't listen to on their own. I love this unit. It builds community in my room. It helps the kids to realize they have to work together. It also forces them to up the level of precision that they are willing to put forth during the dance, because if we all do it right, it looks really cool. And the kids will see that if you point it out to them. It's a great unit. I would highly recommend doing dance with your kids. Even if you're not a dance teacher, find some basic stuff, pull it out, give it a try. You'll be surprised how well it works.